Moby Dick, or the Whale, by Herman Melville. Epilogue. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Job. The drama's done. Why then here does anyone step forth? Because one did survive the wreck. It so chanced that after the Parsi's disappearance, I was he whom the fates ordained to take the place of Ahab's bowsman, when that bowsman assumed the vacant post, the same who, when on the last day the three men were tossed from out of the rocking boat, was dropped astern. So, floating on the margin of the ensuing scene, and in full sight of it, when the half-spent suction of the sunk ship reached me, I was then, but slowly, drawn towards the closing vortex. When I reached it, it had subsided to a creamy pool, round and round then, and ever contracting towards the button-like black bubble at the axis of that slowly wheeling circle, like another Ixion, I did revolve. Till gaining that vital centre, the black bubble upward burst, and now, liberated by reason of its cunning spring, and owing to its great buoyancy, rising with great force, the coffin life-buoy shot lengthwise from the sea, fell over, and floated by my side. Buoyed up by that coffin for almost one whole day and night, I floated on a soft and dirge-like mane. The unharming sharks, they glided by as if with paddocks on their mouths. The savage seahawks sailed with sheathed beaks. On the second day, a sail drew near, nearer, and picked me up at last. It was the devious cruising Rachel that, in her retracing search after her missing children, only found another orphan. The end of the epilogue, and the end of Moby Dick, or the Whale, by Herman Melville. Read by Rick Kistner. For Lit to Go, on the web, at fcit.usf.edu.